Hey, this is Andy for Birthday Cake for Breakfast. I'm here with Cleft, John and Dan. How's it going, guys?
Hello.
It's good, thanks.
Yeah,
cool. So I'd like to start from the start and go with, like, how did you guys form? How did Cleft come to be?
Well, I had an idea of starting a two-piece band. We both moved to Manchester about the same time, didn't we? We worked out
almost exactly the same weeks, essentially, from different parts of the country. And we're both looking to do something completely different to what we've done before.
Yeah.
And you had crazy ideas, and I thought, yeah, that sounds cool.
That was it. Well, I sort of had, like, two instrumental ideas that I knew I wanted to have a kind of really technical drummer playing with kind of my guitar parts.
It's great.
And I just put an advert up. In fact, did I put an advert up? Or did it reply to your advert?
It's lost in the midst of time now, to be honest. It's one or the other. But
somewhere on the internet, it was on Join My Band or something like that. I went looking for drummers and found John. We met up. And we both had, like, a kind of similar collection of bands. We both really liked the idea of doing something similar to, like, Oceanside was our main kind of, like,
mutual love of Tool and Oceanside, I think, was where we came from. So
that was sort of how we met, and we kind of jammed around the first couple of ideas, and then took it from there, really.
I hadn't played any kind of weird time stuff before, and I thought it was really odd when I first started bringing it up, and I was like, what the hell is this? I don't know what I'm doing. But after, basically, you hammered me for about 5 hours in the first recording, first practice, and brought recording gear as well, so we could listen back to what we were doing. And it was after that just constant going, I can't get the hang of that, we finally got, kind of nailed it and worked out what we were doing. And I don't know, it just kind of worked.
Yeah, I mean,
neither of us expect it to. In fact, to be honest, constantly, we don't expect any of the stuff to go right with Cleft. It's a constant surprise that anybody likes any of our crap.
It has been, yeah. But yeah, I suppose that was it. Really, you only played more normal music?
Well, yeah, 4/4.
Yeah.
Occasionally in 6/8, but yeah. Nothing particularly wild.
And I threw you some horrible tunes to try and play.
Yeah.
So it's good fun. That's how we started, more or less.
So, I mean, so as you say, you came to be like that, and you've it's because you both moved to Manchester, you were saying. So, how long has it taken you, like, to start, you know, getting out there and getting into the scene? Was it like a straight away process, or?
It took us a while, actually. We were probably in the rehearsal room for about 3 or 4 months, something like that. And just, we used to record all our stuff on dictaphones and then listen back to it to try and work out what we were doing wrong. And then we did a load of recording and stuck some videos on the net of us doing it. And it's only after we did that we actually managed to get any gigs. Because we were asking people before and saying, would we do this kind of weird, proggy, mathy thing? And they were like, oh, I'm not touching that. But it was only after we got stuff on the web that we put one video up on YouTube. It was just in the rehearsal room after about 3 or 4 months of playing, and it was off the back of that we got our first gig.
It took a little while, and sort of once we played our first gig, it sort of snowballed quite quickly. I think Manchester in particular is quite an easy place now to get gigs, at least, like, lower level gigs. Like, it's a good place to kind of cut your teeth as a new band, but we've been trying to get out to different cities in the last 6 or 7 months or so.
Yeah,
like Leeds and Liverpool. Like, Liverpool particularly has been really good for us. We've got quite a few gigs lined up in kind of neighbouring cities in the next few months. So,
well, I mean, I first experienced Cleft when I saw you at Carefully Planned, and, like, the whole room was kind of just, like, transfixed and, like, just was, like, going crazy for it. Was that kind of like when you recorded your videos and you put them online and said, "Here's what we do"? Was that kind of the feeling that people got when they started booking you? Not to say, do you, like, make people go crazy?
Just stopped for a minute and went, hey.
But I mean, you know, in a like a more of a sense of, like, where people are like, okay, this is what these guys are doing.
I suppose. I don't know why the videos in particular work. Like, we've tried always to make everything we do in terms of, like, our recordings or videos or anything, make it as close to live as possible. So I think the main thrust of what we're trying to do is prove that we can do the things we're doing, not that they're amazingly technical or anything, but we wanted it to sound like two people in a room doing things. So I think that's why the videos kind of worked for us.
Yeah, I think a lot of our audience are musicians as well, to a certain extent, so they quite appreciate the fact that they can see us doing the actual stuff, and they can see the process of it, and they can see that we can actually do these things rather than just cut and paste them on Pro Tools.
Yeah.
So I think for a lot of people it's nice to actually see the musicians doing the thing rather than just kind of hear it and imagine it.
Mm.
because it is a bit weird to start off with, and you're not quite sure who's making what noise and how you're actually getting that kind of sound. So it's like with the gear videos that we've done, we thought we'll give this a test, see whether people like seeing what stuff we've used, and we explain all of the stuff that we've done with recording and stuff like that. And people really liked it because they really like to see the workings of the band and how that kind of thing
kind of
comes together.
Our target audience was like just music
geeks basically.
That's,
is our target
that's
audience.
The people that like
we
us.
Go for that.
Those
so.
Are our people.
Yeah, big up the geeks.
Going back to Carefully Bland though, that's definitely like the peak of what we've done so far. I think
that was our main turning point with gigs because Matthew from Carefully Bland was the first person who offered us a gig ever. Because we were banging on at people, and I think it was your email that you sent to him.
Was it a horrible band looking for gigs?
Yeah,
it's just the subject.
Nasty, nasty band. And off the basis of that, and he really liked what we were doing, he booked us for Carefully Planned, and that was like almost 2 months after we started doing
that
stuff.
Was,
and we
never back of like two terrible kind of demo recordings. Like long before we'd done anything proper, and it was just. SoundCloud and he booked us just because of a stupid email that we kind of insulted ourselves in.
Yeah, so big thanks to Matthew for actually giving us our first gig, which was fantastic.
It was a massive eye-opener though. The fact that Carefully Planned was a ridiculously good festival, regardless of the fact that we were playing it. We didn't even know roughly even slightly what the lineup was or what type of festival it was when he booked us, because it was so early on before it had all come together, and the first announcement came out of the whole when the line out came out, it was amazing to be included in part of that, and then to play so early on the Sunday, really really hungover I was at least, and then have that many people show up, like it was really odd because we didn't expect that at all. Like it was a really early slot, and we thought like, well, the 10-15 people that might show up.
Yeah, we were only second on in one of the not quite so popular venues, which was harder to find, so we thought, nobody's going to turn up. But yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
It was one of the best kind of festival experiences I've had over the last 10 years, probably.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
That sort of thing, obviously you say your appeal is, well, some of your appeal is like mafia geeks and etc. You said... I hear that you're putting on your own night soon. Well, not night, but you're putting on your own gig soon as Cleft, but booking bands that you both like. What can you tell us about this night?
Yeah, well, I decided after finding so many amazing bands over the last 12 months doing Cleft, because it kind of opened my eyes to the math and progressive and alternative and the post-rock kind of scene. We found so many bands that we just kind of fallen in love with and made good mates with, like Alpha Male Tea Party, Vasco da Gama, Trojan Horse from Manchester...
Halfling's Leaf
as well, and we just thought, right, we love this kind of stuff, why not put on a gig and do the things that we really like doing? So June the 7th, which is a Friday, we booked Crack Gallery in Northern Quarter, and the plan is to put on us. We've got Trojan Horse as well, who've just come off the back of a tour with Knife World and The Fierce and the Dead. They did a whole UK-wide tour. And they're really cool. We played with them a couple of times. And also a band called Thumper Monkey from London, who are just awesome. I only discovered them about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And they're just so good. I thought, I've got to get these guys up to Manchester. They've never been to Manchester at this point. So it's just like, we've got to get these guys.
It's a completely self-indulgent thing to do, isn't it? Really? Like, we just put all of our favourite bands in one place, put on the gig that we would want to go to, and then we'll play.
The trouble is, there's so many bands that we like, we need to put on more gigs now, because we've done this with this lineup because we thought they fitted best together. But now there's like another 15 bands that I want to put on because I really want to see them again.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to put on some more nights, I think, find some more places to go and do it.
It's a really satisfying process being part of it. Halfling's Leaf from Stockport did the same thing at Crack not so long ago, that we got the opportunity to play. And it just is a nicer way to do things, I think, if the bands are all in charge of everything that happens, like the money's split fairly. And
I mean, it's hard work.
It is,
doing
yeah.
the promotion.
It's not, you don't just show up and play. It's definitely a lot more groundwork to it. But I think it's just a better way to go for a lot of it. I mean, I think we would book every gig that we ever did ourselves.
No, because we get exhausted by doing
that.
Because
we do have like jobs and lives outside of
it. It's a really good fun way of doing it, though. I like it.
Yeah, it's great. And like we said, massively self-indulgent. You just go to see all of your favourite bands and you happen to play in and around them as well. So it's awesome.
And I assume you'll be headlining, of course. Your own,
Actually, we're going to be on first, I think.
All right, cool.
Because, well, we want to see all the rest of the bands.
Yeah.
So that's the plan.
Oh, cool. So you have got, you were saying earlier about earlier demos and stuff, but you have actually got a record out right now. It's an EP, is that right?
Yeah, we've got two EPs.
Yeah.
Whalebone's the most recent one.
Okay, so what can you tell us about Whalebone, which is, it came out...
August, wasn't it?
Yeah, end of August, start of September.
Yeah,
I think.
Well, it's a five-track EP. We recorded all of it in our rehearsal room in Heaton Moors behind the Blue Cat. And I think it's superior to the first EP. We were talking about this earlier. Like, the first EP we did quite quickly, almost as a way of
it was getting, a test getting some to see whether through, we could do it, and because we record it all ourselves as well. We've both got equipment to do it, and the first one was a test to see whether people would like it for a start and whether there was any point doing any more.
That's it.
And then we moved on and we got better at the whole engineering side of things and better at knowing how we can put these songs together, so we made the second Whalebone EP with songs that we thought would be a bit more, I don't know, a bit more easy for people to stomach, in a way.
Maybe. I think honest, like, we'd gigged them an awful lot. Like, I think that's why it sounds better. We'd played out quite a lot between those two EPs, and you can hear a marked difference in the way that we're playing together. And
well, we can anyway. I don't know whether anybody else can.
We certainly can. Yeah. we've been pretty stunned how well it's gone down. Like we were saying earlier when we first started. It's still very self-indulgent. We're making the music that we want to make, and it doesn't really matter if people like it. That's just a bonus. But people do like it, and we're kind of constantly surprised at every purchase we get online or the person that
quite
comes
overwhelming
up to us,
really, that people actually do like this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly wasn't, I wouldn't say we were like trying to annoy people with it, but we weren't like going out of our way to suit anyone other than ourselves, and it's really, really nice when you find very like-minded people that kind of appreciate it and sort of see what you're trying to do. And some of the sales that we've had with Whalebone as well, like going abroad and people buying them in Australia.
Yeah, like, in the last 3 weeks I think I've shipped one to Australia, one to Canada, two to Japan, one to Germany, and one like three to the US. So it's like, where are they finding us from? I don't get this. But it's fantastic. I love the fact that they're doing it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the strangest thing as well, because we've both been playing in bands separately for years, like at least 10 years each. But when I first started playing in bands, it was really odd, kind of trying to book gigs. Everything was like on the phone, or kind of like you had to meet someone, or you had to know the right person. But now there's no need for any of that. Like, if you're on the internet, you've got a YouTube video, you've got a SoundCloud account, you've got something on Bandcamp, immediately you're away, and you can kind of, well, access people in Canada, Australia, etc. Like, we've had all these sales that never would have happened unless all this stuff was at our fingertips, really. So it's been an eye opener, just from like a kind of promotional point of view, so to speak. Yeah.
I mean, on the back of that, obviously, I've heard that you're recording a new album as well, so you've got to go through all this again. What can you tell us about the new album?
Well, it's our first full length. We're going to try and make it significantly longer, if nothing else. I suppose we're trying to make it more extreme this time, so like the kind of quieter parts that are more quiet, more ambient, and more laid back, and the more technical, kind of louder elements are certainly all amplified. It's like kind of a really exaggerated version of what we've done before, some of the tracks, I think.
We're not straying particularly from our formula of making 2 or 3 minute ridiculous
they're not longer certainly
things,
but.
Yeah, but I guess there's more dynamics to it. We're trying to add a few more layers to it, because when we did the Whalebone EP, there was one of the tracks where we thought, oh, this really needs some strings, and we discovered a glockenspiel worked really well on it, and we like that element of it, because we can do that live by adding it to a sampler and playing those parts live, because there's only two of us, and it just adds a bit of a dimension to the sound. So we thought, if we're going to try and do something similar, we can do it with this album and try and make it a bit more interesting rather than just the drums and the guitar. So we're taking it as it comes. We're going to see how we progress with this album. We've got 7 tunes written so far, which we've mostly recorded, so we're just going to see what turns up. If stuff sounds good, we'll keep it. If it doesn't, we'll bin it. So there's no massive deadline on what we're doing. We're not desperately trying to make something, but we want to make an album, really.
Yeah. I think it's just really nice to kind of try and push what we've done so far and go a bit more extreme. And I think just to see how far the format of just a guitar player and a drummer can go in any direction, it's been quite exciting and interesting. And particularly another concept that we're trying to bring into it is bring in some other musicians as well, but replicate that somehow live as well. So we're trying to not necessarily make like a rod for our own back and say, like, right, we've got having like an orchestra every time we play live and a brass set. But as John was saying, there's ways and means we can kind of get around with it, loopers and just drum samples that we're starting to use.
It's still quite simple what we're doing, but just adding an extra dimension to the sound.
As simple as what we do is, I suppose.
Yeah.
I think we're just trying to make it a more kind of rounded kind of experience to listen to rather than it be just all one thing all the way through. So hopefully it'll work out well. We'll have to see. We haven't heard it yet. So.
Yeah, it might be shit. You never know.
Obviously you're in the studio now. Have you got any prospective release for this or?
In terms of date.
Are we thinking this year or?
Definitely this year. I mean, we've worked pretty quickly so far. Like two EPs last year, and there's talks of doing a few collaborative projects with other bands as well, so which we can't really talk about yet because I've not really finalised anything, but we're certainly aiming to have that and maybe something else released this year, certainly. And if it doesn't get released that way, something's gone horribly wrong.
Yeah. Somebody's lost an arm, maybe.
Or hard drive's exploded or something.
Yeah.
So that's the aim. It should be out this year, definitely.
Cool. So, I mean, as you say, you've got the new album coming out, hopefully, this year, and moving on further afield. And I wanted to touch on as well, you were part of a compilation recently, weren't you? Musical Mathematics, was that the one? What can you tell us about that and your inclusion in it?
That was the fifth ones for the Bros compilation by Musical Mathematics, who again have been really good to us. They picked us up a couple of months ago when we sent them our Whalebone EP, and they really love the stuff. So they put together this compilation because they do ones every couple of months or so. I think the last one was about 6 months ago, and this compilation, all of the money went to Hurricane. Which one was it?
Which hurricane?
I can't remember which names it was. No, it's not Katrina, because that one was a while ago. Sandy. Hurricane Sandy. It was for the relief effort for that, to do a bit of the rebuilding side of things. So we thought, yeah, this is a great cause. Get people to donate their £3 to this compilation, of which there are 33, 34, something like that. Really, really good bands. Mm. Kind of stuff that we love as well. And there's quite a few things I've discovered on it as a result.
Yeah.
So we just thought, it's a fantastic thing to do, and it gets your name about as well, so we can't really argue with that.
Yeah. I mean, Musical Mathematics is a bit of an institution within that scene, within the post-rock and math-rock stuff. I downloaded one of these compilations, I think it was the second or the third one they'd done, not long before we moved to Manchester. And that, off of the back of that, I discovered loads of bands that I really got into, and it got me even further into the idea of kind of pushing instrumental music quite far. So it's a real like privilege and an honour to be in there and part of some of those bands, that some of them we've played with, and other ones we've actually now become friends with as part of kind of touring and playing like Halfling to Lethal on there. It's been amazing to be included in that, definitely.
Cool. Well, thanks very much, guys. You're playing at the Fact 25 one tonight, so good luck. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.